بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. ما بعد. In this period, first we will just make 1-2 minutes muzakara of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we'll explain briefly the ash'ar that we read while we're making zikr. And the most important aspect of this period is what is called anwaru salah, the reality of salah, and how to realize what great benefit and what anwar, what nur there is in salah. When a person just gets a brief idea of this, then your eagerness will grow, and not only that, our whole life will come right. So firstly, we are discussing with regard to the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the only way to be following. Otherwise, any way we're following besides sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we won't be on the straight path. We'll be dreaming. Everybody wants to go back to his home, but if he's not on the right road, he can dream he'll go home. And our road to our eternal abode is Jannat. That is where we have to go to. And our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has got a beautiful poem that has become internationally famous. Naqshe Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke hai Jannat ke raaste. Naqshe Qadam, follow in the footsteps of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is from morning till night, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam woke up, how he did his whole life, and all that till the evening, from birth till death. And if we follow this life, we'll find, when Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, even if people don't have Iman and they follow Sunnah, they'll have peace in their life. So what can be said when you got Iman? And then, in any case, the only way to follow is the life of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah give us tawfiq that we realize this. And first of all, make intention and dua. Oh Allah, give me love of every sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even in today's time, there are certain sunnahs that we can't practice. That like we can't travel on a camel, but the desire should be in the heart that I wish I could be still traveling on the camel. I still wish, like in the old days, to go and relieve yourself in the open, in the felt, etc. We should desire those things. But we have to follow the thread, what is Allah Ta'ala has made available of today's time. But this is, and when you just, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, that if there was no reward for sunnah, which the reward is very, very great, and the reward is unimaginable, in this time and age, man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati, falahu ajru miyati shaheed. Just to bring alive one sunnah, and bring alive means to practice, and to hold firm on that sunnah, just to bring it alive, 100 shaheed sawab. We all crying, people in Gaza giving their lives, they becoming shaheed. Here in the comfort of the masjid we can become, we get 100 times shaheed sawab. And when just bulb, then you're able to go on the battlefield. Then you'll be able to be ready to give your life. But here in our homes we're not bringing sunnah, and we think it's easy to go on the battlefield. No, it's not easy like that. So Allah give us tawfiq to realize. So as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, even if there was no reward for sawab, but just to think this is the way of life of my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah's beloved, the best of all creation, and He is my master and my guide. That alone will make you follow sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the enjoyment will come in our heart. Allah give us tawfiq. We are busy discussing with regard to the sunnahs of wuzu. And there are 18 sunnahs of wuzu. We should try and revise it. Very quickly we'll just mention. One first is that make the intention in your mind that I'm making wuzu to purify myself from minor impurity so that I can make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Then recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So the other narrations comes, read Bismillah al-Azim, walhamdulillahi ala deen al-Islam, or just read Bismillah walhamdulillah. Any one of this you can read. If you read all three, even better. Then there is only one sunnah dua to be read in wuzu. But besides that, our great pious elders have read many duas when washing every limb. And if we try and learn that, we'll see what great benefits come into our wuzu and in our life. When we'll be conscious, why I'm washing this limb, etc. So the real sunnah dua to be reading in wuzu, any time when you make wuzu. But as our Hazrat says, our Dada Shaykh says, try and read it when you wash your face. But any time you can read it. Allahumma ghfir li zambi, wa wasi' li fi dari, wa barik li fi rizqi. Allah, forgive my sins and give me spaciousness in my house. Doesn't mean a big house. It means that I am comfortable in my house. Especially in this zamana of fitna. To be in your house, you'll be safe from the fitna. And that is if there's no fitna in the house. So if sunnah come in the house, all the darkness of fitna will go out of the house. So, and then when you stay in your house, وَبَالِكْرِ فِي رِزْكِ, Allah will give you barakat in your risk at home. You don't be running around like a mad man from here to there. Then wash both hands up to the wrist. And every part has to be washed 3 times. And up to the wrist we can feel, but wash past the wrist. Don't just wash before the wrist, or then your wuzu will be incomplete. So wash past the wrist. And like our Hazrat explained in detail, don't forget the thumbs and all that. Then we learn, clean the teeth with miswak. To make miswak is a very great sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the top to the bottom, right side, then the right top, right left, the left top and left left, and even make on the tongue. And then we learn, gargle the mouth 3 times. In other words, gargling is actually put water in your mouth and then take it till your throat and make har har, and you'll see all that phlegm and that come out, which normally we get the flu. Just make gargling properly in wuzu and you'll get safe from all that. And but in roza, obviously you don't do your gargling when you are fasting. Water can go down your throat. But when you're not fasting, do it properly. Similarly, clean the nose 3 times. And that is, take water in the right hand, a little water, throw it into your nose. And with the small finger and the thumb, put it into your nose and then blow your nose out. And then see all the diseases that now you go to the doctor, they'll tell you, gargle with this. The best antiseptic is water. And Allah gave it to us. We just make our wuzu properly and see how our health will come right. Then what can be said of the other things? Then the next sunnah we learned was wash each lump thrice. And the other sunnah we learned after washing the face, that is 3 times from the top till the bottom of the chin, on the right till from the right earlobe till the left earlobe. And even here by the mustache, we should see, don't remain wet. Then a person who got a full beard, then as he's washing his face, obviously he's not going to be able to touch his chin, but he'll rub his beard while he's washing. But after you finish wash your face, then take little water in your right hand and make khilal of the beard. That is with the right hand, throw it into your beard, rub your beard, and then push your fingers like this and read Hakaza Amarani Rabbi. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We'll try and continue after that. Then the askar that are read while we're making the zikr of Allah, that is not the main important object. The actual object is the zikr of Allah. And the zikr of Allah is to bring Allah in our life. But these ashar, our mashayikh have read. Because while making zikr, then you realize, why am I making zikr? So you make dua to Allah. These ashar are actually duas. That Allah, give me this. And also, it will build your concentration. And then you see what eagerness you'll have. The zikr will not just be for an enjoyment period. Or worse, it's not a sleeping period. Zikr, now you'll be conscious, this is what I want. And when you want that, you'll make sure, whichever office you have to go to get it, you make sure you're early in that office. And you're awake. So the office to come is the house of Allah. And to make the zikr of Allah, or anywhere in solitude with Allah Ta'ala. And zikr in the majlis also is sunnat. And individual, here in the majlis, just only half the zikr is made. Individually, we should complete the rest of our zikr. So when we make the zikr of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. So what we are asking for, one poem that we normally learn, that we read while making zikr, Ilahi ata wa zarra dar didil. We did that poem already. The next poem that we are doing, Koi mujhse pooche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. That after 8-10 times you read la ilaha and you read the kalima, now you stop. Say, Allah, if somebody see me sitting in one corner in the masjid and I'm just saying la ilaha illallah, say, what's this man asking? What's he doing in that one corner? If somebody asks me, what am I asking? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. I'm asking from Allah, Allah himself. I want the king. So when we know in our zikr we want the king, are we going to be delayed in zikr? Are we going to be unmindful? Now you'll be eager to make your zikr. And in what way? Wo ho jaye mera. Allah becomes mine. Me ho jao uska. And I give myself to Allah. When you give yourself to Allah, Allah will become yours. And Allah will come to you. And yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Like when a person got one fikr, just about the car. Day and night, he's only thinking about the car. thing that I want, yahi raat din. This is the only dua making day and night. Allah, I want you. You make me yours. And I become, you make me yours and let me become yours and you become mine. So this dua and this fikr we should really have. When we got this fikr, then all the other fikrs we don't have to worry about. So Allah give me all of us tawfiq and understanding. Further, with regard to Anwarus Salah, Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi allazeena istafa. Amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر صدق الله العلي العظيم. This kitab that we are doing, which is now called Anwar al-Salah, this was actually a bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Shah Ahmad Shaheed was a very great pious personality, and in the time of the British when they invaded India, and they want to wipe out Islam from India. They want to make Muslims Christians, etc. Then he stood up and he said, we have to make jihad against these people. And he started the jihad, and his nephew Ismail Shaheed also joined him. And then he became martyred. But he gave this beautiful bayan on what namaz is all about. What is the reality? That how to become real men. And how to become a real, first of all, a human being. And then a real person. So he gave this beautiful bayan, and then many years ago, very long ago, he passed away, he became martyred. Allah grant him very high stages. And so this kitab, that, and then it was printed in a kitab form, but it was like extinct. Nobody knew, this kitab wasn't even available. Then somehow the Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Sufi Iqbal Sahib, he happened to find this kitab. And when he read through this kitab, he said, ah, what namaz is all about? We're reading namaz, but we don't even know what is the real reality of it. And when he showed his friends, they all said, no, this kitab must be reprinted. So he did us a great favor. He reprinted the kitab, and not only reprinted, he added footnotes, etc. Explanations, because the bayan was in old Urdu, which is not so easy to understand. So he explained all the different points. So we started already with introduction, and we almost finished with the first lesson. And what is from the introduction that Hazrat says, before you even realize what salah is all about, you first have to do a cause in the zikr of Allah. You'll have to do a cause in the marifat, the recognition of Allah. Otherwise you won't know whose house you're coming to in the first place. You won't know who's giving you an invitation and who is calling you. Allah Rabbul Izzat, the kings of kings are calling me. And Allah has put his announcer to call us. Allahu Akbar. Listen attentively. Allah's law is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. And come to Allah. When we don't know Allah, we listen to Azan, but we won't even listen. So to realize, and this cause, you can't do it on your own. You need a spiritual guide. As Allah Ta'ala sent the greatest of all, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When the world was lost, they didn't know Allah. They were living like barbaric. And barbarism was the order of the day that time. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, Allah said, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. That directly from Allah, a special spiritual light has come, which will take out people from the darkness of this world. And darkness is not what we think of load shedding. When the heart is dark, when the heart is dark and there's no iman in the heart, then a person is worse than an animal. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. So when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, and he started spreading the message of Tawheed, of the Marifat, the greatness of Allah, and as people started realizing, Allahu Akbar, then when he came in the Sohbat, the company of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is how the zikr will come into your heart, from heart to heart. We can read this kitab, it will be beneficial, but just to that degree. And we can even hear bayans about it. It will be just a great personality, Akbar Ilahabadi. When he was still a judge in the British High Court, at that time when the British were ruling, outwardly in dunya he had a high post. But when he came in the company of the man of Allah, then he realized, what is that post? I'm wasting my time there. And then he gave a great message to the whole world, particularly for myself and all of us. He said, na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se peda. Deen hota hai, buzurgo ki nazar se peda. He says you can read the kitabs about what is zikr all about. You can read the kitabs about the marifat, the greatness of Allah. He says not what kitabs, na kitabo se, na wazo se, not what all lectures also, not what giving power, charity na pa nazar se also. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. When one to one you come in the company of the men of Allah who got the noor of iman in their heart. They got the noor of marifat, of the greatness of Allah. When you sit in their company, and you say just one moment, and when it clicks in your heart, ah, I didn't know Allah is so great. Who is my Allah? How kind is my Allah? Then a person now becomes eager. Now you want to meet Allah Ta'ala. So he says to meet Allah, Allah gave us the special gift of salah. And all other commands of Allah, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam down. But when it came to the special gift, that will protect our connection with Allah, which is Iman. Iman is that great, great gift which Allah gives to whomsoever He loves. Otherwise, Allah gives wealth to anybody and everybody. Allah Ta'ala gives richness to anybody and everybody. But only those who Allah really loves, Allah gives them Iman. When a person starts realizing the value of Iman, then he'll make every effort, not just to protect it, but to increase it. And for that, Allah gave us the greatest pillar after Iman is Salah. And what is the Salah all about? Now you want to meet Allah. And as you come in, meet Allah, and you reconfirm your connection with Allah Ta'ala. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, Jaddidu Imanakum. Daily renew your Iman. One is by making zikr of La Ilaha Illallah. Daily. And then not only that, come in the court of Allah. Now when you come into the court of Allah and you realize, whose house is that? Who is calling me? Now you come with the correct intention, that only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then we learn that in the first lesson what you have stated, Shah Ahmad Shaheed taught, that a person starts realizing what is the great importance of salah. And that is why we see how important is it to read the Fazail-e Amal with regard to Salah, etc. All this is not that, oh, Maulana is not here, he only comes after Asr, so I only come for that program. Every program that is taking place is extremely important. When you sit in Fazail-e Salah, you realize, what namaz? I didn't know namaz is so important. So this kitab, we have to be reading it over and over. And here is just to give us a taste what we should be doing at home. Take here with intention, what I learn here in this few days, when I go home, I must start ta'lim in my house. And start, don't have long ta'lim, start with 5 minutes. 5 minutes before supper, everybody is there. Read 1 minute for Zaili Amal. And then, how to make salah? Now you eager. Namaz is so important. But now how to make salah? I have to know the masail. By just knowing the fazail, you won't be saved in the court of Allah. The najat ka dar o madar masail par hai, na ke fazail par. To be saved from fire of Jahannam, you have to know the masalat. And that is what our Shaykh says, and our Dada Shaykh used to say, that our tasawuf is mudallal according to Shariat. That our tasawuf is proven from Shariat. Shariat is above tariqat. First you have to know the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then tasawuf is to bring you conscious. That the kayfiyat of ihsan, which was also the tasawuf. Today we say, what is tasawuf? This is the same thing that was taught in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked him, what is Islam, what is Iman? And he gave the answer, and Jibreel said, you're talking the truth. Sahaba was shocked, who is this person? And then he asked, what is ihsan? Ihsan, as if you work, you do the cause of marifat, and you do the cause of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, till you realize, from outside also, then more consciously when you come in the court of Allah, you realize, I can see Allah is seeing me. If you can't, as if you can see Allah is seeing, if you can't reach that, إِلَّمْ تَكُنْ تَرَوْا فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكْ. Then know Allah is definitely watching us. Then you'll be conscious of every movement of your life. So when your person, so that is what is the tasawuf all about. It's nothing new. It's not the Indian concept or anything. This is from mudallal, from the Quran Sharif and the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah says, inna Allah lama'al muhsinin. The people who make this effort to get that position of ihsan, and this also comes from heart to heart. We can read about it, it won't come. But when we sit in the heart of the friend, we got the sheikh of the time. We can't make enough shukr. Our Hazrat is guiding us through all these fitnas. We should come with that open heart that Allah, that nur of iman and marifat and ihsan that is in the heart of our sheikh, let it penetrate my heart. And just pay attention and listen attentively and beg Allah for this. Then you realize now you are eager that Allahu Akbar. Allah is calling me for a very important announcement, a very, very important meeting. What, who? Not a minister, not a the state president or the state president of the world if there was one like that. No, this is the kings of kings. So now the eagerness to, when the importance of namaz has come into your heart, then you realize that namaz is a great gift of Allah. Me and Zarra Be Migdar, I'm one speck in the creation of Allah. Allah made me from one dirty, filthy droplet of sperm, and I don't have any value in me. And Allah has made me the best of all creation. Allah has made me His vice gerent, that I am the Khalifa, the ambassador of Allah on the earth. And how to be the ambassador? Ambassador has to live up to his standard, have to live up to that position. Allah is calling me to give me that training, that how must I live like an ambassador on the earth. So namaz is that special training. And then your connection, as your connection build with Allah, now you realize I'm the best ambassador of Allah. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. I have to make my character according to the qualities of Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had it to the greatest degree. And when Sahaba sat in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said, Allahu Akbar. Allah's qudrat is such, in one split second, Allah ta'ala can turn the worst person into the best person. Allah ta'ala can change the worst dirt into the best of things. Allah ta'ala, you see, you plant something, and you put compost, and compost is all dirt. But what beautiful flowers come out from there. Who's making this? So Sahaba that were lost once upon a time, they became Rijal. They became men of Allah Ta'ala. And what Allah says now, check yourself. If you want to become a man, see, check yourself according to Sahaba. And how they became men in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is a system of Allah. And that is, you have to go through a training of a sheikh. So realize, I need a spiritual guide in my life. And I have to purify my heart like their heart were once upon a time. Before they knew the message of Islam and Tawheed and the oneness of Allah, it was black with all the dirt of this world. Like us also, our hearts, when we go to the bazaars, everything, I think my heart is not black. But when I walk in the masjid, you'll see for yourself how I'm walking in. Am I walking with proper etiquette? Am I walking with proper adab? Do I come to the masjid properly in the first place? So then, as the heart becomes purified, now you'll think that I'm going to meet my Allah. I got a special appointment with Allah Ta'ala, and I can't miss this appointment. You got the appointment with one doctor, and you're running late, and somebody stops you and say, I want to ask, say, not now, I'm busy. And you just carry on moving. Like that, when we know that we got the, and know the people of this world, a counselor, minister, to get an appointment is very hard, red tape. And they think they're doing you a favor. And in reality, when you really get that appointment, they can't do anything for you. Maybe by the time you reach him, he's packed off already. Allah is Hayyun La Yamut. Allah is ever loving. Allah will never ever perish. And Hayyun Qayyum. Allah not only is loving, Allah gives life. And Allah is sustaining life. So this appointment is something you can't miss. Only Hazrat says the most stupid, foolish idiot, the most useless person who's got no idea of what he's going to get, he'll leave out that. And that is why, to save us from that loss, Allah has warned us that if you don't come meet me, you'll get this punishment. You'll get this. Not that Allah wants to punish us. It's like you tell your son, boy, do that. It's very important. And if now you see he's not interested, you say, if you don't do that work, I'll break your legs. It's not you want to break his legs. You want to make him realize how important is it. So the punishment that Allah has mentioned is a great benefit for us. Allah wants to tell us how important. How can you be so mean? How can you be such a weak person? You can't use your brains. What is him? And like we say, Allah gave us brains. But you tell many times, you tell your child, you tell someone, you got no brains. That means you can't see. You're not using your brains. What is important? So when we come to realize how important is Salah, and we make an effort to now come to Salah with proper adab, with proper etiquette, And then you try, want to learn, and all this you learn in the company of the friends of Allah. And that is why Allah said, "Ikunu masadikin." And from the beginning Allah said, "Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim." Now you want to get connected to Allah. There is only one way. Although there are many other ways that after you get in the scores, the easiest way is just meet up with the friends of Allah. And join their company and follow them and just sit and listen attentively. Keep your ears open, your eyes open and your mouth closed. Then you'll benefit in the company of the friends of Allah. And keep your heart open and then see. Now you realize that am I wearing the right clothes, etc. As you come here, first you'll come anyhow with punky hairstyle, you'll come with jeans, anything. But when you come in the company of the friends of Allah, they won't tell you why you're coming like that. Because they know we still haven't got understanding. We're still like small children. We don't know what is the value of things. A child doesn't know the value of one gold coin. And his father's cupboard was open and he saw something shining. He picked up the gold coin. He's playing with it. The next thing, the ice cream vendor is making a noise outside, selling ice cream. He's running to go and buy ice cream. The ice cream man says, "Where's the money?" He shows the gold coin. Quickly he gives him one ice cream. And he takes the gold coin. He knows that now I didn't buy that, give him one ice cream, I bought a factory now. And that child is too happy. So like that, when we don't know, then we just run wildly to the masjid. Kick our shoes out also anyhow, dress also anyhow, the trousers below the ankles. We'll stand also in the court of Allah, lackadaisical, like I'm standing in the cafe or next door talking to my friend. But when we start knowing that what an appointment is, you get one ordinary appointment, one invitation from a counselor. Now you're asking your friend, how must I dress? Am I looking right for the occasion? And what is that occasion? It's got no value whatsoever. This is such an occasion. 1 second in the company of Allah, the whole world can't pay for it. And forget the world, even akhirat, to be in the company of Allah is something we can't imagine. So then we have learned that he said, learn all the proper etiquette. And it starts with taharat, how to make your istinja properly, your wuzu properly, how to come into the court of Allah Ta'ala properly, and all the proper etiquette, put our shoes properly, walk in the masjid with proper adab. And when you're walking in the masjid, just think, who am I coming in? Where am I walking into? The greatest royal court of Allah. The masajids are the royal houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are, and Allah didn't put any guard. Allah didn't say that you must apply online. Today one ordinary study, any program, it has become a norm now. Apply online and big workshop. And what you come out with there, nothing. You just paid and to get nothing. To get just books that will take you to Jahannam. And here, free of charge. Allah has opened the doors. No security guard, even the mutawallis can't stop you. But when we don't know the value, then how shaitan is making an effort that people mustn't come to the masjid. When we don't come to the masjid, and particularly when we don't do the cause of marifat and the recognition of Allah, then we won't be scared. We'll be scared when you do the cause, you'll be scared, I mustn't go for my appointment. And when you don't do the cause, then you'll be scared for outward things. And how shaitan now sees that the ummah, the masjids are empty. So bring one pandemic, one covert scare, and you see now masjids are closed. Whereas the house of Allah can never be closed. Nobody is allowed to close the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa annal masajida lillah. Allah is mentioned in the ayat in surah Jinn. This ayat comes, all the verses comes with wa anna. According to tajweed laws and qiraat laws, that you can, some ayat you can read it wa inna. But this ayat wa anna, with a fatha, you can only read it with a fatha. And ulama have explained a beautiful point which shows that the wa anna al masajid, verily the houses of Allah must be maftu all the time, must be open all the time. And here your diseases will be solved, your problems will be solved, your depression will be solved. So when you realize this, Allahu Akbar, you're just going for a doctor's appointment and you are gargling your mouth and you're washing yourself and you're seeing your clothes are neat, etc. Here you're coming for appointment of the kings of kings. And then now you must come with concentration and devotion. And then Hazrat explained, what is this concentration and devotion? It's not something that you have to be absorbed and you don't know what is happening around. Concentration of devotion, one is when you do the cause of zikrullah and you conscious where I'm going to, whose house I'm going to. You go for appointment also. They'll tell you, sit on the chair outside, wait till he call you in. Now you're sitting with respect. You don't mind sitting. Ya Allah, don't say sit one side. Immediately you come into the house of Allah, you come straight, you get the best served. You can be the best place in the masjid. You can be the poorest person. You'll get the place right behind the imam. That is the best place. If it's empty, it's not even reserved for the muazzin. It's not reserved for the mutawalli. Nobody who ever comes first gets the best place in a masjid. Then one to the right, one to the left, and see the system in Islam. Then your life will become systematic. Your priorities of life will come right. And then you'll realize, oh, I thought I was living a life. But when we come to realize just the beginning of the tip of the iceberg, then I realize, how can I miss my salah? It's not becoming, it's impossible that I can miss my salah. And now you must go with proper concentration, devotion. You go for one doctor's appointment, you're listening attentive, what he's saying. You're coming in the court of Allah, and our mind is not attentive. So Hazrat keeps on reminding that what is khushu, what is the concentration, devotion? First of all, to know the masail. That is, what is faraz in namaz? What is wajib in namaz? What is sunnat in namaz? What is mustahab? To know these laws, then only your namaz will be correct. And that is actually what is concentration and devotion. That I know, then I say Allahu Akbar, the first takbir, that is faraz. You know it is faraz and you say it how you have to say it. That is concentration and devotion. But Hazrat says you can, and from this we understand, this we learned in the maktabs already. And how important is the maktab, and how the enemies and shaitan is making an effort that the maktab system must go out of his life. And how they diluted it. They use our ulama to say now, no, integrate it with the school education. And integrate it in Muslim schools. And what has become? The maktab is becoming disintegrated. And so much so, the importance of maktab is gone. It is the importance of deen. In the maktab, the child used to learn the importance of deen. He had an ustad that had love for Allah. And used to teach him simple, talimul Islam. All these simple kitab. Nowadays, the education system is fraud, and the maktab system was definitely beneficial for the ummah. Now to dilute it, and they said, no, integrate it with the school. Now the child doesn't know, I'm going for a Quran Sharif lesson. I'm going for fiqh lesson. No, I'm going for my science. Now it's a fiqh lesson. Quran Sharif also behind at the back, in the knapsack, behind his back. And Allah Ta'ala says, that day, the most beloved, and most, the great personality who had the most feeling for us, who came to take us out of darkness, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complained on the day of Qiyamah. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Oh Allah, oh my Rabb, my ummatis have thrown the Quran behind their backs. They have divorced the Quran. And literally today, when we don't send our children to maktab, and not the maktab system of today, that the whole syllabus also have to be changed. Their children are just given unnecessary activities, drawing and workshops. That was not in the time of our elders. Our elders, when they came to this country also, particularly the Indians, when they came as farm laborers, but they were worried of three things. They were worried of the madrasa first. They were worried of the masjid, and they were worried of the qabrastan. And they established it, and today we are wiping it out. And we see what effort they made now in not only wipe out the masjid, to put the importance of secular education. And to such a degree that if you don't have secular education, that your outlook of life in the maktab, your outlook of life started becoming from small. Till today, ask any person who attended a maktab, and even after that he didn't become hafiz anything, but ask him, is TV permissible? He'll tell you it's haram. No, Maulana said this. And this is what Maulana said, that is the right thing. So these people saw, they made a study of Islam, that if you don't separate the general public from the ulama, then you won't be able to infiltrate them. And tell them now that these ulama, that they're putting you backward. They're not allowing you to progress in dunya. You can't buy a nice house, you can't have flashy cars, etc. Because you're not learning a secular education. So we got fooled with that. So they now that made Allahu Akbar. Our Ustad Nazir Mawlana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayh in Darul Uloom Dioban, he explained that in order to separate the awam, the general public, from the ulama, these people, cunning and treacherous shaitan agents, in India there is a lot of these tea shops where you go drink some tea. So they had agents in every of those tea shops. They had one person sitting on each table. So when you come, there's 3-4 people sitting. When now the talk starts, when you're having your tea, instead of just making zikr and go, now you hear the talk. And like you, when you go to the barber shop, you don't have to go to the barber shop, cut your hair at home. You don't have to have tea in the tea shop, you have the tea at home. So anyway, this was the trend in India. Now when the person who's sitting there, they don't know him, but he said, you heard what this imam did. What the imam did? Imam is involved with another woman, and now you just came to have tea, and that doubt came in your mind. Now, in that way, they separated the connection with the ulama and the awam. And then the importance of secular education grew more and more, till their object and purpose was secular, take out Allah from their life. When Allah is out of their life, we will rule them like sheep and goats. And this was Allah, but our Shaykh explained, there was a conference, business conference, many, many years ago. One of the businessmen of South Africa also went for this conference, which was here in South Africa. And he says they were discussing one point. He was sitting next to two Jewish people. And he was sitting, then the one Jewish, when they discussed the one point, the one Jewish person told the other person that this is not in our 100-year plan, this is in our 200-year plan. So there, when they plan to wipe out the maktabs, and where they reach today, that not only every second person, you can be a alim, you can be a tablighi, you can be a sufi, tell anybody, don't send your children to school. Say, you mad or something? In which zamana are we living? You have to know, you have to be alert with the times, etc. Whereas, where are you sending your children? To rid their iman. To just connect them from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah gave us the salah to connect us. So Hazrat explained that the simple thing for concentration and devotion in namaz, which you learned in maktab, but now you have to revise it all the time. So in our ta'lim at home also, have ta'lim of the masail. From basis there were, it's translated, and we see we have it here also. Here it's through few minutes, Mufti Sahib is explaining the laws, but from this we can understand how important is it. And then concentration and devotion will increase, that you try to learn what are the meanings. I'm reading Quran, I'm reading Salah for 30 years. I don't even know what Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Now shouldn't I know the meaning? A letter from your close associate, your beloved. You don't know the language, you'll go learn it. This is the letter special. Allah, Shaykh Abdul Ghani Pulpuri, Rahmatullahi, our great Dada Shaykh said, this is a love letter from Allah directly for you. And you don't know the meaning. And Allah has made it simple today. There's a kitab, Miftahul Quran, which is in Arabic. All the individual words of what is Subhanallah, what is the Wabihamdik, Watabarakasmuk. And each one, we can get that kitab. It's in Urdu, it's in Arabic, Urdu, English also. Make that part of our ta'lim at home. Basically, they were the fazaili amal, the seerah of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and life after death. This is part of the cause when you do this cause of zikr of Allah. When you take bed to a share, not just making zikr and no ta'lim in the house. Then your house, instead of nur coming in the house, we see shaitan, what he does. He says, I don't. Someone tells shaitan, you cause all the problems, murder. He says, I don't do anything. He says, then what you do? He says, I just put one drop of syrup on the wall. And Hazrat explained, and so now, to take out the importance of ta'lim, importance of deen from our house, what he does? He just come throw the advert, the newspaper advert by your gate. And then you yourself pick it up, and you take it in the house. And in that magazines and in those papers, and you think it's the weekly paper of your community. But in there it is full of murad, it is full of pictures of women, and full of pictures. And every advert of anything you want to buy is full of pictures. And what an effort they make, even you buy your cereals, it's full of pictures. And where there's pictures in any house, the malaika goes out. And when nur is out, then what is going to come? Shaitan will come. And then we see the big TV screen. And now each one got his own screen in his own pocket. And we all living in this darkness. So to bring it, don't make a big noise and go tell everybody at home now, I came from Khanka, no TV anymore. They'll kick you out of the house. Say, Abba, go and stay in the Khanka, don't come back. But start with ta'lim. Tell them, you have your fun for 23 hours and 40 minutes, just give me 10 minutes of your 24 hours, and just 10 minutes ta'lim. They say, that's fine. 10 minutes we'll give you. And see, in a short while, inshallah, you'll see the barakat. And then you'll see, the zikr will come alive in that house. Quran Sharif Tilawat. Now automatically, your son will tell you, no, I want to become Hafiz. I want to become Alim, etc. So this reality, and Hazrat Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained this many years ago, how the Russian Revolution took place. In this way, they infiltrated the Ummah, that your ulama are keeping you backward. They telling you don't take bank loans, don't use credit cards, don't send your children to schools. Then how are you going to progress in life? Whereas, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This world is a deception. The more you progress in deen, the more your child learns Quran Sharif, even if he doesn't know anything of dunya, he'll progress. Allah ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. Allah raised nations by this kitab. And that, Allahu Akbar, when the maktab system was intact, how the ummah was saved also. So we have to come back to the original maktab system. Every town we should try and make an effort. Then you'll want to know, and you'll even tell the ulama, have tafsir lessons in the morning. Have 5-10 minutes tafsir. That is tarjuma of Quran. Explain us what Allah is telling us. Then we'll see our eagerness. Otherwise today Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا ذُكِّرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اسْمَعَزَّدْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَإِذَا ذُكِّرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِي إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. When you're sitting with someone, even with your family, even people who are in deen, just talk about Allah. They say, now leave that now. We were 30 days in a khanka, 40 days is Eid today. How can you talk of Allah? Whereas whose occasion? It's the dawat of Allah. In the house, it must only be the talk of Allah. Then see the enjoyment of their family gathering. Otherwise, you say, don't. When you talk about anything else, then it's easy. No, everybody, mix with a woman, mix with your cousins, and mix with your aunties, which you're not supposed to mix with. And then you say, that is enjoyment. And after that whole gathering, then see the problems that start in the ummah. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize. So Hazrat says, this is basically what is concentration and devotion, to know what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, and then increase it, learn the meaning, and what can be said when you learn the tafsir of it. But Hazrat says, with all that, la salata illa bi huzuril qalb. You can know all that, you can be a great alim, but if your heart is not attentive, and your heart is not focused, then you won't have concentration and devotion. And for that you need a cause under a spiritual guide. You need a cause of marifat. You need a cause of the zikr of Allah. So from that we can understand. You can be a shaykhul hadith. You can be anybody. But if you don't have a spiritual guide, you won't get concentration and devotion in your salah. You can give a big bayan on salah. But you see, when we start, we are unmindful. Where have we gone now? We've gone on the sports field. What is happening there? What is happening in the politics? Which party is running for the elections? All that will be in our mind. But when you do this cause, he says, just little effort. Just do that cause little and come in the company of the man of Allah. Then see Allahu Akbar. Your mind will come in the right direction. When your heart comes in the right direction, now when you come into salah, you think, azan is gone already and I'm still not in the masjid. Now I can't talk to nobody. Leave everything down and going, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Allah is so magnificent. So Hazrat says, when you did this cause, then realize the system of Allah Ta'ala is the external affects the internal, and the internal affects the external. And in fact, the internal is the most important thing, because the first thing Allah made was the ruh. And Allah presented Himself in front of the ruh. Alastu bi rabbikum, and am I not your Rabb? When you saw, we saw Allah, Allah's majesty, Allah's greatness, we all announced, bala. So Allah put fitratullahi lati fatara an-nas alayha. Allah put this natural seed of tawheed in the heart of every human being. And thus have to be nurtured from the day you come in the world. Allah said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, kullu mawludin yulad wal al-fitra. Fa'abawaw yu'awidani aw yunassir. Every child is born with tawheed. Now it depends how his parents nurture him. How you grow up that seed. And if that child is grown up from small, that baby that comes in the house, azan in the first ear, iqama in the other ear, he'll learn already Allah is the greatest. No doctor brought me in the world. Not my mother. How Allah brought me. And for what? To become the slave of Allah. And how to become the slave of Allah? Now when the mother feeds that child, the first madrasa, the lap of the greatest madrasa in the world, and the what honor Allah gave the woman. When we don't know this, then all the stupid feminism things come, that no, women are backward. They got the greatest work, they got the greatest honor from Allah. Every woman is the backbone of a great mujahid, is the backbone of a great alim. When that child is hearing in the womb of the mother, my mother is making zikr, that child is hearing zikr. The child is hearing tilawat of Quran, Sharif. When he comes out, when the child comes out from this world, he sees his mother. When his eyes open up, he sees that scarf on the mother's head. That mother is properly dressed. That is impression in that heart of the child. Now when the mother dresses the child, whether it's a boy, nice topi from childhood, but when we don't have talim in the house, and we don't have the company of the pious people, even nanima, dadima, amreti, moti, buzruk, from now you're making so big buzruk, that putting him topi is only 1 week old. But nobody says from now you're putting him Christian clothes. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says his parents will either make him a Jew, either make him a Christian, either make him an idol worship, and said in a Muslim home we're making him a Jew or Christian. So we have to realize this importance. So when we realize that, then you'll see that when the child grows up with the seed of Iman. Now when that girl has grown up in your house, and you put a burqa from small, a proper clothing, Allahu Akbar, one of our ulama of the country, in those days, Allah grant him Jannah, he passed away. And he went to Jalalabad with his child, three, four months old. And how we put our children that short, whatever we call it, you put on the children, and we don't put them any izar or anything. So he took his daughter for du'as, which is good, and you take them to the ulama. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah, he says, Abhi se unko lambi izar pehnao. She is only 4 months old, put a long trouser from now. When the child got long trouser from birth, from childhood, from infancy, now when the child is only 5, 6 years, tell the child, go out of the house without scarf. Say, no, where's my burqa? Where's my long trousers? She won't. And the child is not taught that. Now when the child is 8, 9, or 10 years, and you realize, hey, my daughter is growing big, now tell her, wear the scarf, wear the izar. Say, what's that? Why must I wear that? So this foundation, and this will come when the presence of the heart. And then Hazrat explained, the inside affects the outside. So if Iman is in the heart, it will affect your outside. And the outside will affect the inside. And the outside, Hazrat explained, just in namaz, what is mustahab, that when you're standing, where you must gaze. When you're standing, look at the sajda position. Once our Hazrat gave a bayan like this in this masjid, it was a nikah bayan, and in the, they just told Hazrat give a bayan. And in that bayan, Hazrat explained this point. It is mustahab, when you're standing in namaz, look at the sajda position. When you go in ruku, look at your feet. When you go into sajda, don't close your nose, try and focus on the top of your nose. And when you go, you're sitting in jalsa, look at your left. When you make salam, don't look who is there, look at your shoulders. And think the malaika here. One person who was an old jamaat worker, he used to make a khidmat of the elders also, and pious person. But he wrote to Hazrat after 2 months, he phoned. He says, Hazrat, I had this terrible disease, I couldn't control my eyes. And I was just looking at woman, old worker in jamaat. And he couldn't control his eyes, and he was worried. Why this disease? He says, when I sat in that bayan of yours, and this is what he said, Yag zamana bas sohbati awliya. 1 minute in the company of the friends of Allah, that touched his heart. He says, 2 months I practiced on that, now my eyes are fully under control. I had a second wife also, my eyes were not under control. So where are we looking for the solution, and where is the solution? The solution is when you come in the company of the men of Allah. They will teach us Kalamullah. Without Rijalullah, you won't understand Kalamullah. So then, the inside, like we see, it's raining, look at the salt in your house. Look at the sugar, it's getting lumpy. So in the environment you mix in, that's going to have an effect in our heart. So like that, so Hazrat says, when you know the farai is wajibat, and you try and practice, now you'll be conscious. I'm doing this, but am I conscious with Allah? Now when you do the cause of zikrullah, you do an little effort, and that will actually burn. Now you'll be concerned. And Hazrat is telling us, saying, how long we making salah? Myself, first of all, and our feet are not 4 fingers apart. One great Sheikh, Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullahi, one great alim of the country, was his student in the early days. When this person was standing in namaz, this alim also, his feet was not 4 fingers apart. Hazrat put his fingers there in between his two legs. Till his feet, till he didn't bring it together, 4 fingers, till then Hazrat. And this is how our mashayikh teach us. Don't think they're just stressing, they want to bring us on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. So then Hazrat says, now when you realize this, then understand, if a person doesn't realize the importance of this and doesn't work of his presence of mind, what will happen? Or chunanche unme kotai karne se namaz ka kamal to kya, kabhi bilkul hi ada nahi hoti. If you deficient in this, you're not worried of what is faraiz, wajib, sunnati muakkada, and you're only doing zikr course, and then you're coming to khanka, but you're not learning the masail, then you're unmindful, or you're learning the masail, but you're not worried of your zikr. So each one, if you don't do that, he says, forget having a perfect namaz. In fact, your namaz will be totally deficient. And so much so, or kabhi nakis, your namaz will remain incomplete. And that namaz is called salat munafiq, salat munafiq kehlati hai, jiske mutalliq wa'id aayi hai ke wo ghaflat wali namazi ke liye bad dua karte hain aur purane kapde ke liye lapet kar muh par maar di jati hai. And such a namaz that you come in a masjid, you making zikr, so you making like you standing, I got lot of concentration, devotion, keeping your head down, but your head mustn't be down, your head must be normal, your eyes must be down. When we don't know this is mustahab and how to do it, and we only doing a cause of zikr, or we only learning masail, and we can be ulama, outwardly will be like devotion, but that's a salat of munafiq. And that salah, it is said, it will be thrown like a dirty rag on our. Allah save me, all of us. And it will curse us. We came to get Allah's rahmat. We're getting the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then people go even worse. Or agar koi farai sunan wajibab ki to parwa na kare. Or Allah ta'ala ki huzuri hi mein mustagrak ho jaye. Is doran koi waswasa bhi na aaye. To wo namaz ke hukam ko pura karne wala nahi kehlayega. بلکہ شاید ایسی نماز پڑھنے والا زیادہ گنہگار ہوگا کہ یہ یادداشت اور حضوری کے باوجود نافرمانی کر رہا ہے. That even if a person now he thinks I go khanka, I'm making lot of zikr, he's not worried of the masail, he doesn't know what is faraz, he don't know what is wajib in namaz, and now he says concentration, and he's like engrossed in concentration, and people go, even they must interpret the Quran Sharif, and that's what happening today, that people say namaz is not you have to go and stand in, namaz is just to devotion, so devote yourself, and people are going worse, doing yoga and think we pray with the wind, constant meditating upon Allah Ta'ala. He says that is not even called a namaz. You are biggest sinner and you think, no, I'm just standing and making muraqabah. Or in your namaz, you don't know what is wajib. You don't know what is faraz. You didn't even say Allahu Akbar. And you go in the cover and you're standing in namaz, you're concentrating deeply, like you're very high in muraqabah and you're concentrating in Allah, he says that is no namaz. Even if you don't get any thought besides Allah, you're just thinking of Allah because you made zikr, but you didn't learn the masail, etc. He says that namaz, according to the law of Shariat, it's not called namaz. And even worse, if you just sit in meditation and you don't make namaz, then that namaz, forget Allahu Akbar. You will be in the disobedience of Allah. That Allah gave you the ability to learn the masail. Allah gave you the ability to do the cause of marifat and zikr, and you're not doing it, and you're doing your own thing. You won't get any reward. You get the curses of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.